Rather than transmit the shock, Chinese companies have absorbed much of it. Compared with the end of 2019, before COVID-19 upended the world, factory gate prices in China have risen by nearly 6%. But an index measuring the cost of manufactured consumer goods in China went up by just 0.6%. Companies have had to get by with thinner margins. No wonder Mr. Zhu wants to share the pain with customers. Moreover, the policy environments in China and America are very different. Whereas the Federal Reserve eased monetary policy dramatically, the People's Bank of China was much more conservative. It has cautiously begun tapering its support. This may help explain the divergence between the two countries' inflation trajectories. In America, the Fed's preferred measure of core consumer prices, excluding food and energy, rose by 3.1% year-on-year in April, the most since 1992. In China, the core index rose by just 0.9% year-on-year in May. China's farmers have also helped quell inflation. A recovery in pig stocks after an outbreak of African swine fever has brought pork prices down by nearly a quarter compared with last year. Taking a longer view, some analysts think that China's aging population will transform it into an inflationary force. In the early 2000s, China's low wages helped make consumer goods cheap around the world. That suggests that shrinking labor supply and rising wages should have the opposite effect. Yet this is not so clear-cut. Low-end manufacturing is already moving to cheaper places like Vietnam and Bangladesh, while a rapid increase in automation in China has also helped restrain prices. Now, though, the pressing question is whether China's input price inflation will be transitory or more enduring. The answer lies outside China. As the vaccine rollout gains traction and something close to normal life resumes in America and Europe, people are likely to spend more on services such as tourism and eating out, not just on goods bought online. That would ease the pressure on commodities and, by extension, on China's factories.